This is the KPFT Management Selection and Review Committee. It's the meeting of June 3rd, 2024. I am Susan Young, the committee chair. We are convening now at 6:08. Madam Secretary, will you be kind to take the roll?
Okay. Teresa Allen is present. David Britton has asked for an excused absence. Adriana Casanay?
Present.
Thank you. Joseph Davis? Not hearing Joseph. Lyndon Foley? Not hearing Lyndon. Bob Gartner? Not hearing Bob. Rob Lee asked for an excused absence. Cheryl Lynn?
Present.
Thank you, Cheryl. Sean McPherson?
I am.
Thank you. Tori Mercer?
Mm.
Thank here. You, Tori. Thank you for that grunt, Tori. Stuart Nance?
I'm here.
Thank you, Stuart. Frank Pratka? Not hearing Frank. Jane Scheidler? Not hearing Jane. Richard Giselle?
Here.
Thank you. Susan Young?
Here.
Thank you, Susan. And Marianne Martinez?
I'm present. Sorry, I had trouble connecting earlier.
No, you're fine. You're fine. So we have, I believe, 16 people on this committee. And so 9 is quorum. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. We have 9. We have quorum, Madam Chair.
And I wonder if somebody maybe wants to write in chat who's on a computer to ask if Robert Gardner's present, since he is frequently has trouble being heard.
Okay, I'll do that right now.
And maybe that little hand was him. Who knows? I just saw a hand pop up on screen.
That was me. I accidentally touched that instead of chat.
Adriana's got her hand up. I don't know that Robert has chat capability, but thank you for thinking about him. Adriana.
Yes, I have, I can see here, right? Because you see, the minutes, and in the minutes is a one next to David Britton, is a one next to Lyndon Follis. Maria Martinez is not here. Tori Mercer is not here, like present.
Adriana, let me interrupt you. I think what you're calling for are amendments to the minutes, which are perfectly appropriate.
Yes, we don't have Bob Gardner here, and he wasn't the first
understood.
Meeting.
I agree. These are all amendments needed to the minute.
Okay.
So the appropriate procedure, first of all, we're going to be asking for approval of the agenda. The agenda for today is convene and take the roll. Approve agenda, approve minutes, and as Adriana has been pointing out, lots of amendments are needed. Report on National Personnel Committee guidance regarding LSB evaluations of general managers. Discuss schedule for LSB evaluation of the KPFT GM in 2024. Schedule meeting with the IGM regarding his perspectives on his performance in 2024 and possibility of posting for permanent GM position. New business, next meeting proposed for Monday, July 8th, adjourned. Is there any objection to the agenda as read? Hearing none, we'll go forward. Approval of the minutes. And Adriana, I note that there are many amendments needed. First, may I ask for a motion to approve?
I move to the minutes.
You're moving to approve the minutes. Okay. And no second needed in a committee meeting. Adriana, would you please
ask if anybody, we can approve it in the next one. I see so many mistakes here and I cannot check all of them. Obviously, is any way that we can postpone it to the next meeting and then check the present, everything?
May I respond to that?
Yes, Teresa.
I don't think that Bob Gartner attended the last meeting. If there is a one, that means that they missed the first meeting And
I know.
And that they attended the second meeting for which you have the minutes. And that was David Britton and Lyndon Foley. So that's the purpose of the one. So, you're saying that you have a lot of corrections, but I have no idea because you haven't stated them.
Okay. For example, if you go to the nominations, you said, Jane Chandler nominated Susan Young for permanent chair. Susan Young accepted another nomination. Susan Young was accepted as permanent chair by acclamation. And then they said, Richard Yusel nominated Teresa Allen. Teresa Allen accepted. Joseph David nominated Susan Young, declined, no other nomination. Teresa Allen was accepted as secretary, permanent secretary by acclamation. When you say there that they were, Richard Yusel nominated Teresa Allen for secretary, doesn't say here. Okay.
Susan Young nominated me for secretary. And I accepted.
Point of information. Point of information.
Richard Yusel.
I'm sorry.
What you wrote there.
Hang on. Apologies. We have somebody else who's joined the call. 7995. I'm sorry. Who are you?
Yeah, this is Bob Gardner.
Yay,
Hi, Bob. Welcome.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know. I can't make the Zoom program work, but now I can't load it again on my computer, but here I am on the phone.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. Okay. Madam Secretary, please recognize that Robert Gardner is attending.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Sean McPherson was asking a question. But he interrupted, Aviana Casanova.
I do have a point of information.
What's your point? What's your question?
Well, I'm trying to understand where the objection to the minutes is. And I would note that the minutes can be amended at any time. The objection seemed to be that Mr. Gardner and someone else were not properly identified or their presence at the meeting, and then the secretary explained that that was not a correct reading of the minutes, and then the ball just keeps moving. So I don't know what or why the objection is. I'd like to go on and get on with our business, but that's not up to me.
So are you asking for a vote on the minutes, understanding that they can be corrected in the future?
I think I should so move, yes.
Madam Chair, can you tell me when I'm finished?
I thought you were finished. Go ahead.
No, obviously. What I was saying is the minutes doesn't state who were absent and doesn't state correctly who was nominating how and how we did that. Because normally, and you know that the nominations, we can nominate somebody by acclamation, but you know, because you are in the PMB, they send us to do the ballots anyway, even if it's only one person. I don't know how we will handle all of that. What I'm asking is any way that we can check if these minutes can be corrected with all the right information there?
As Sean
said, I think that's
stated,
what I said.
The minutes can be corrected in the future, so we can adopt them now. The people who were there at the time, who included Joseph Davis, and I think that we asked him, can we approve by acclamation? And he agreed we could. So anyway, I suggest, Madam Secretary, we go ahead and take the vote, and understanding that the minutes can be amended in the future, and we can take that up at our next meeting.
Are there any objections to my motion?
That is exactly what I said was an objection. That's why my motion was defer the approval to the
Okay, so there's already been a motion to defer. So, Jane, Teresa, can you recognize that Jane is here? Thank you. Jane, speak up, please.
Jane is present and account for.
Thank you.
Excellent. So what we'll do first is to vote on Adriana's motion to postpone consideration until the next committee meeting. Madam Secretary, please take the roll.
Okay. To defer the minutes, Alan says no. Adriana Casano?
Yes.
Okay. Joseph Davis? Not hearing you, Joseph. Oh.
He's not here.
Sorry, he's not here. Robert Gartner?
Vote yes.
Vote yes to defer. Okay. Cheryl Lynn?
And by the way, I can't contribute to last month in terms of my memory, so I'm no help there.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right.
Matt, I have a point of information. I'm not clear. In order to amend the minutes, does it have to be on the agenda? Do we need to make that happen? Does it get harder to amend them in the future?
It does not. You can amend them anytime.
Does it have to be on the agenda?
No, it doesn't have to be on the agenda.
Okay, then I vote no.
Okay.
All right. Sean McPherson?
No.
Thank you. Tori Mercer?
Pass. I couldn't care less.
Okay.
You want to abstain instead?
Abstain then.
Okay.
All right. All Stuart Nance?
No.
All right. Jane Scheidler? Do you move to defer approval of the minutes?
No.
Okay. Richard Uzzell?
Richard, speak up.
No.
Speak up.
Okay. Marianne Martinez?
No.
No. Okay. Susan Young?
No.
Okay. All right. So the motion fails. Two yes and one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight no. I do have one question. I'm asking Mary, Adriana Casanabe, are you saying that you feel that we must do a formal ballot for chair and secretary? Is that what you're saying?
Teresa, that's a separate question from approving the minutes. That's a separate question from approving the minutes. So is there any objection to approving the minutes, as we've already voted on the objection, and understanding that they can be corrected in the future? So
yes, I object.
Does anybody else object? If so, we'll take the, we can note the objections in the minutes. Okay, so Adriana's objection is noted in the minutes. Teresa, would you like to pose your question about the election of chair and secretary?
Yes, I just wondered if that's the thing. Is that
a form? I can explain what I said.
Sure.
Okay,
yes. Go ahead.
I mean, Normally, I remember in the old time we used to do that. It was no any other nomination, that is by acclamation, that's it. But at some point in time, last year, the PMB came up with a different situation, saying that doesn't matter, even if it's one person, need to be but secret ballots, and we need to go, you know, we don't have any other nominations. But that's what they said. And then came back to the committee, and the committee accepted the results. That's what we were told. I couldn't care less. I believe that that was what we received before. That's why I don't want to be in troubles. We can do whatever we want. If the committee wants to do it different, I don't have any problem. But what I'm saying is what the PMB told us last year.
So the committee discussed this and decided by acclamation at our last meeting. And candidly, I sort of consulted with Joseph, and there did not seem to be an objection to that. So I suggest we go on. Report on National Personnel Committee guidance regarding the LSB evaluations of general managers. We are fortunate that Director Teresa Allen is actually chair, I think chair pro tem, of the Personnel Committee, National Personnel Committee. And one of the tasks that the committee has taken on is developing guidelines for LSB evaluations of GMs. Teresa, would you mind addressing what that committee's actions are and the draft that I think you forwarded to everybody?
Okay. This is a little bit challenging to do while I'm taking the minutes because I need to get different things up on the are you saying you want me to go over the what was agreed upon?
So let me, I'll go back and I'll cover what's on the agenda in the Personnel Committee, okay? And I believe that you did forward the draft of the guidelines. So the National Personnel Committee has a number of tasks it addresses. One of them is the annual evaluation of the executive director. Another that it's taken on this year for the first time is offering guidance to local station boards about the ways that they might conduct their evaluations of the general managers as prescribed under the bylaws. The committee has gathered up the materials that have been used in different LSBs. And a subgroup was tasked with developing a set of guidelines for that. There's a draft that the Personnel Committee will be addressing tonight, looking at tonight, and Teresa forwarded that to MSRC for us to see and review. Teresa, do you have it? Because both committee meetings are happening the same evening, it's been a little, the logistics for doing the both of them have been a little taxing. Okay. I will go ahead if that's all right.
I'm sorry. I'll have it in front of me if you need. I'm sorry, I was muted. I have it.
Okay. So would you, everyone, should have received this. It was sent out to everyone. It's called the LSB Evaluation Procedure for General Managers, draft as of June 3rd, 2024. Because we're on the stream, perhaps it makes sense to read it. Teresa, would you like to read it or shall I?
Doesn't matter to me.
Okay. Why don't I do the timing part and you do the rest? How's that?
All right.
Timing, 5 months, if there is, so the timing for the LSB evaluation of GMs would be 5 months if there is a probationary period, annually upon the anniversary of employment, if current, or timed with the fiscal year. Also, this needs to be adjusted for those who have been off duty for periods of time due, for instance, to health issues. Note, consideration needs to be given to IGM status with limited staff report. Note that GM or PD should be evaluated by the LSB if they, note that the GM and PD should not be evaluated by the LSB if they have not had continuous working responsibility for at least 6 months in the prior year. Would you like to go on? I've got an AI something or other. Would you like to go ahead with the outline?
Yes. Incidentally, on that, in the last sentence that you just read, you added the word not. And so it was not, I didn't see it in the copy that I sent out. So
I did add the word not because that was a correction.
Yes. Note that the GM or PD should not be evaluated by the LSB if they have not had continuous working responsibility for at least 6 months of the prior year. Okay.
Right.
Second item is annual LSB evaluation of the general manager, right?
Yes.
Right? Okay. The Pacifica bylaws provide that the station's LSB performs as an annual evaluation of the performance of the station's general manager. You're being requested as a member of the LSB to fill out and sign this evaluation form. And I think you should have the word which will be returned to the chair of the personnel committee and shared with the executive director, but kept in strictest confidence. The LSB personnel committee chair will compile a chart of the ranking responses and list narrative comments. This evaluation tracks with the job description that specifies the duties and responsibilities of the general manager as they pertain to the local station board. And so following are some of the questions which would be on the evaluation. Describe your relationship with the general manager. In what areas have you had the opportunity to work with, comma, or for, comma, or observe, not, to remove D from observe, the general manager's performance. So under that would be performance review. Number one, what is your evaluation of the GM's overall management of the station? And then you would have five options. You would do one, and that would be described as excellent, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and that, or no opinion, and then there would be an opportunity for comments. Two, what is your evaluation of the GM's management of the station programming, comma, how well it attracts audience and serves the Pacifica mission? And again, you would have 1 through 5 to rate or no opinion and an opportunity for comments. Item three.
Well, that needs to be clarified. One needs to be the highest mark and 5 the lowest mark. You need to tell people how to rank things.
Yes,
absolutely.
That will be fixed. What is your value? All of these that I'm reading, you have a choice of 1 through 5 and a no opinion and then comments. 3, what is your evaluation of the GM's supervision of the financial management, budgeting, fundraising, and development? 4, what is your evaluation of the GM's effectiveness overseeing the station's social media, comma, website, comma, events and public relations? 5, what is your evaluation of the GM's relationship to the communities by the station? 6, what is your evaluation of the GM's relationship with the LSB? 7, generally, what do you consider the strengths that the general manager exhibits? Now, that's not a 1 through 5, that's just comment. 8 is generally, what are the areas of improvement that you recommend for the general manager? Okay, and we've also included some questions for self-evaluation of LSB members. But we can discuss that some any other time.
Adriana?
Yes, Adriana.
Yes, I have some question because I can see this. And the first thing that caught my attention is that we are modifying the bylaws with this because the bylaws very clearly that the LSB is the one that performed the evaluation. They didn't send it to the general man, to the executive director, to the chair of the board. They said that our bylaw said that the LSB are the one that evaluate once a year the general manager. Then, obviously, normally it's being done by the management selection review committee. And one that we do that, normally, obviously, in executive session, we will bring to the entire LSB in executive session 2. The LSB will approve or not the evaluation, and then we send it to the executive director. Because as you know, the bylaws said that the LSB is the one that decides what to do with the general manager. And they send that information to the executive director, and if the executive director agrees with the LSB, it's not a problem. If the executive director doesn't agree and are two different opinions, LSB and executive director, then the PMB make that decision. This is changing totally what our bylaw is asking for.
So, Teresa, would you like to answer that?
Well, I'll take a small stab at it. We have an executive director who has extensive experience in evaluating employees, and we don't have a formal HR department. And it has come to our attention in conversations with our executive director that, and also some observation by other LSBs, that some of the evaluation of by the LSB when we are talking with staff and other points of contact, that this is highly confidential, and actually some of the things that we're doing are unprofessional because we're not professional. We're not HR professionals. And so it has come to our attention that what we could do is satisfy the board, satisfy the
bylaws
by having the LSB conduct the evaluation by the board members and have the supervisor conduct the evaluation of staff and other contacts that the GM might make.
Let me just add this comment, and then I see that we've got hands up. This is the discussion of the bylaws required evaluation by the LSBs. The personnel committee is looking at how different LSBs conduct that and giving feedback about possible best practices. Okay, Stuart, then Adriana.
Yeah, I noted in the first paragraph there's a reference to personnel committee. It's my understanding we're on the management selection and review committee, and I'm confused as to whether that's the same body or two different.
So the clarification is, the personnel committee is at the national board. These evaluations would not be conducted by the personnel committee. They would be conducted by management selection and review committee, which is the KPFT.
At the local station board, and that's
correct. The local,
Pacifica stations. Okay.
Exactly. They're different stations, different LSBs have different committees to which they would assign this responsibility. But Adriana is absolutely right. This is the bylaws instructed responsibility of the local station board, which would be conducted by MSRC for KPFT.
And it's not inconsistent with what Adriana was describing as the bylaws specifying.
No.
It's just further clarifying and detailing this is how it's going to be done. And then the MSRC, as I understand it, generates its evaluation, and that, just like a budget, gets referred back to the local station board. And if there's personnel matters in it, then it would be an executive session. And I haven't heard anything about NDAs recently, but since I've got the floor, I'll ask again about that. And thank you.
Stuart, what you have stated much more clearly than I did, what my understanding is of the procedures. And yes, at such time that we have executive session matters, which, as Adriana said, the evaluation process would be in executive session. Then we need current NDAs on file for everybody who will participate in executive session conversations. Adriana, you have your hand up. Adriana?
Yes. But I understand what you just said, and Stuart, are two different things. What you just present is something that we can do at some point in time that doesn't fulfill what the bylaws talk about. The bylaws are very clear. We, MSRC, the KPFT, we evaluate our own manager. First of all, through MSRC, then obviously an executive, send it to the LSB. Our LSB approved that, and then we can do whatever you want to do. But what Teresa read, is not this. This has nothing to do with that. We can do that, add that next step and send it to whoever. But the personnel, the chair of the personnel committee of the PMB, have nothing to do with us, KPFT LSB, and our own manager. That is who us according to the bylaw.
I think you have pointed out, and I'm not sure where this is, but a very important correction needed And that is that, yes. So if four other, this is, I apologize, Richard, and I'll come back to you. Adriana is right. This is done by the local station board. Because this is a general conversation at the National Personnel Committee, we refer to the local station board's lowercase personnel committees. They have different names for their committees at each station. This evaluation would be returned by local station board members to the chair of the Management Selection and Review Committee here at KPFT. So thank you for helping us get clear about these. Richard, you had your hand up.
Please correct me if I'm wrong, but I think what we've been talking about here is the proposed national guidelines that will go to these different stations. So this doesn't violate the bylaws at all. This is just proposing some guidelines that National is going to send everybody so that people aren't just wandering around in the desert like Sean does.
You're back.
No offense, Sean.
That was unkind.
No.
Okay, Adriana, you've got your hand back up.
Yes, that what I'm saying, I agree with everything that was said, but I keep saying this, what you just read, have different names that are not ours and different procedure. The way that we normally do it, we talk to each other. That's why we can have executive session, because doesn't make any sense that all of us send our own evaluation to the chair of our committee. We are a committee. We should discuss. Sometimes it's clarifying, like you said, and we did it before in other evaluations. Some people know the general manager in a better way than others, and we can clarify each other when we talk. We'll be all in executive session. We have the right to know how the other people think about this issue. And something that I don't see there, too, it keeps saying general manager, when in reality we are talking, in our case, interim general manager. This, we were told before that that wasn't the same thing. That's why we evaluate. But we need to clarify. We cannot accept something that have a bunch of terms that doesn't apply to us. That's what I'm trying to say. Thank you.
And so let me just assure you, this is not, there is no request for MSRC to approve this. You all are, this committee is providing feedback to the national committee, and it's very useful. Richard, you've got your hand up.
I think Adriana is confusing this with some kind of local something like that. We're just getting a glimpse of the guidelines that National is considering. They haven't even been approved by the National Board. So I think Adriana may be a little bit worried unnecessarily at this point, because this is not us, this is them. So we need to just, listen to it and move on.
Okay, Adriana, your hand's up again.
Why then we bring it here like part of the conversation?
It was Sorry, go ahead.
That is my only concern, because I agree we can do everything that you want, but the first thing that our committee is supposed to do is make our evaluation. We need to work in what we have
do that.
To do according to the bylaws.
Understand.
And then I don't know why we are spending this time talking about something that, will not be our first priority.
So, Adriana, in the interest of transparency, okay, people tend to get grumpy if they understand that things are under conversation and they are not alerted to them. So we're giving you a preview of that. We won't make that mistake in the future. Stuart and Teresa.
Yeah, I think Adriana has made a good point that if the title of interim is being used to say, okay, it's not subject to the evaluation schedule, then we need to clarify that in whatever ends up as the final document, because the interim has been around for an extended period of time. And, I think it's important that, clarification, whatever gets done finally, whether it's interim or general or permanent, that distinction is made.
If I could just make a quick comment on that. This is one of the things that we're talking about in the personnel committee. We have four interim GMs right now. Four. There's only one permanent GM at this moment. So we have discussed, what is the time frame? Are they subject to, you know, different job descriptions? And often the interim situation is because there's been an emergency because of inability to make payroll. There are two program directors at this time. Three stations do not have program directors. So we understand that that is an issue to be discussed. Last year, we did the MSRC in 2023 did evaluate the interim general manager. It was long after a 6-month trial period. But we made the decision that we needed to be evaluating the performance of the person managing the station. So you and Adriana are raising a very important issue, and it's a matter that we're discussing. We discussed here, we should discuss again, and we've discussed nationally.
Thank you.
Sorry, hang on a minute, Adriana. Stuart, you finished? You're finished? Okay. Sorry, Teresa.
Okay. We will in the future, there's going to be an effort to have the same job description for all the general managers. And there's going to be an effort to change the name of MSRC to the KPFT Personnel Committee. So, as I understand, I think that's probably going to be brought up tonight. So all of our titles are similar. What's the term? Consistent. Okay. So, as I understand it, we will be evaluating the general manager. Then the evaluations will be going to the chair. Probably chair and another person of the LSB personnel, and tabulated, and the members of the board will see the compilation of the evaluation. But the supervisor, which is the ED, will be conducting the other part of the evaluation, and that is interviewing employees and points of contact, like vendors or other members of Pacifica, like the affiliates director, as they interact with the general manager or interim general manager.
So let me just comment on one other aspect of Adriana's, what I understand Adriana has brought up. This evaluation tool is only one part of what the process should be. I believe that the process should also entail a conversation with the interim general manager about goals, challenges, all of that, and conversations within the committee about how the evaluation is proceeding and the kinds of things that might go into the report. Last year, we didn't get those elements done because we ran out of time. We basically adopted accepted the compilation review at a special meeting a week before the new LSB was seated. We ran out of time. By starting now, we can have a more full-throated process with conversations in the management selection and review committee. Teresa, you still have your hand up?
No, I'm sorry. That's legacy.
Adriana, you still got your hand up?
I Yes. Then what I'm asking is, you know, we can really start. I understand that you just to let us know that that writing is a report from the National Personnel Committee guidance about evaluation of GM. But like I said, you, it's contradictory because you say something there that is not what the bylaw said. That's okay. We can, what I ask, I want us to do is discuss the schedule for the LSB evaluation as our IGM. That is the part that we are supposed to be doing.
I agree with you. And item number six, I guess we're ready to move on to the next agenda item. That should be number five. Discuss schedule for LSB evaluation of the KPFT IGM in 2024. So, Adriana, you've given a lot of thought to this hour. Would you like to lead off on that?
Oh, please. No, I believe that we should do, I remember what we did before. We can send to everybody the job description that we understand that it's the job description for our GM. And I believe that it's very important that we schedule a meeting with Sandy to be sure that we see how he thinks things and his performance and how we see it. I think that is always very important to have that conversation, that rapport with him, because that will allow us to ask questions and he understands where we are coming from. After that, we can decide the way that we will perform the evaluation. And we can present what we did before. We did before different points and depending of, you know, what we perceive that is his job description, and we can have that. But I believe that that will be better after we talk to the IGM and be sure that Sandy knows what we are thinking.
So we are joined by Sandy. Let me say that, I felt that last year's process was inadequate because we did not have, do exactly what Adriana is saying, we did not have an initial conversation with Sandy, and we did not have a post-evaluation conversation with Sandy. And I think that those, including those things as a part of the process, are very important for making this whole process a constructive conversation rather than just sort of unilateral statements in both directions. Sandy is with us this evening. I wasn't sure he's offered to be. I would like to understand whether we want to initiate that conversation with him tonight, which I think Sandy would be open to, or if we want to schedule a different meeting so that people on the committee know that we're lining that up. Adriana, you've got your hand up.
Yes. First of all, thank you, Sandy, for being here. And I believe that this is better than an executive session. I don't think that this conversation, because there are a lot of issues that Sandy encountered that, you know, we should talk on that in executive session. And more than that, we need to be sure that everybody in this committee understands what we expect and what is the job description for Sandy. Okay? That's why I really thank you, Sandy, for being here. In executive session.
Sure. Robert, were you asking something? I don't think so. Adriana, I think your points are excellent. So as I understand it, we'll go back around and we'll check with Sandy too, that number one, we need to send out the job description. Number two, we need to schedule a special meeting to, open up the conversation with Sandy, and it needs to be an executive session. Adriana, did I summarize those correctly?
Absolutely. Thank you.
You're welcome. Richard, you had your hand up.
No.
Okay, so Sandy, is there anything you would, understanding we're not in executive session, is there anything you would like to bring to our attention now about the way that we can have the most constructive conversations between the personnel committee and you as IGM?
Well, I think moving to executive session is prudent. I guess the only comment that I want to say is that we've looked at the budget. It's passed the finance committee. And the LSB will look at that to move on to the PNB at some point, probably in the June meeting, if a motion is made, or maybe July. So that budget says one thing, and that is we're still not in a position to hire a full-time GM as we would think about it in the competitive space. What I'm talking about is a $75,000 a year salary like our last paid GM got. We cannot do that. It will absolutely sink the ship. We're trying to beat things up to get more money from the programming perspective, but it takes time. So that this committee, which is named Management Selection and Review, the selection part, well, in terms of selecting a permanent GM, I don't know. IGM, that's another story. Process is a little bit different. So long story short, you need to focus on the review. So that's a good place to begin and set up that meeting. We'll go down your list. I have no problem with any of it. I'm doing the best I can. And if it weren't for a whole lot of other people that are assisting, it would look a whole lot different. Like, oh, we need to get somebody in quick.
So it's a team. And Adriana, before I call on you, so I think, Sandy, you're okay with, and I think you're suggesting that starting with the review conversation is appropriate. And that, we need to schedule a point when that can happen in executive session. We have a suggested next meeting date of July 8th. So we'll consider that, when we move into that part of the agenda, which should be shortly. Adriana, your hand's up.
Yes, Madam Chair. Sandy, thank you for that. I think that will be really helpful if we can send the general manager job description and send it to Sandy too, because it will be interesting that Sandy send us before the meeting how he see that description and what part can he feel or not from that description. I think that that will be, in a way, expedite the conversation that we will have with him. If we have the job description, send it to him and his own impressions on that before our meeting. Thank you.
That makes a lot of sense to me. Sandy, that okay with you?
Sounds like some really thrilling Sunday afternoon reading. Thank you. If it's the same one that Stephanie sent me, that she had kind of begun, and yeah, a lot of her description was actually based on the reports that I had handed the whole board. So
it'll give us a framework in which to have that conversation in a focused way that's clear and whatever. Okay, Stuart, then Tori.
Yeah, real quick, Sandy, if I might, I don't think this is a executive session question. I didn't realize until it was pointed out a few minutes ago that four of the five general managers in the Pacifica system are IGMs. How do you think about differences between a permanent general manager and an interim general manager with specific respect to these issues?
Sure. Not to,
'cause that's, I mean, you've been doing it for a long time, and I think, at least for me, it would be helpful to hear your take on, yeah, they're the same, or no, they're not, and here's why they're different. Thanks.
They are different, okay? They're different from the perspective that I have no access to our bank account, whereas a permanent general manager would be a fiduciary and an employee proper of Pacifica, okay? I am a employee of Pacifica, but I'm interim and hence viewed as a contractor, not an employee. Okay? I'm a contract employee, plain and simple. I get 1099. So that's one big difference, Stuart. The other big difference, and the one that hits home most, is I'm drawing $300 a week. Okay, that's gas money. That's what I'm being paid, and that's all I want. Okay, as interim general manager, my boss Stephanie has pointed out, pay yourself whatever you want. But if I did again, we can't afford it, and until we number one job of interim or general or whatever, make sure the station is financially stable. It's solvent, right? And I'm focused on that. So anyway, that's another big difference. $75,000 a year for a permanent, the way Pacifica pays GM versus whatever contract rate is assigned here. So those are two of the big things. Apart from that, I've not been treated differently, I think, than if I were a permanent GM from Pacifica. But that's where the line gets drawn. Got it?
Thank you.
Sure. Appreciate it.
And both Sandy and Michael Novick at KPFK came on board as volunteer GMs. The IGM at WPFW is paid. The IGM at KPFA is paid. Tori.
Well, Sandy spoke to much of my question, I guess to clarify, are there two separate job descriptions for general manager and interim general manager?
Not that I'm aware of, Tori. I've only seen one, and that was for general manager, as reworked by Stephanie. I think we had all participated as a group on the LSB some time ago, writing in that same description for our general manager. But truly, that needs to come from Pacifica Central, if you will, from Stephanie down, because that's who I work for. So it's up to her to name my responsibilities.
So we will be forwarding, to my knowledge, and we've asked at the Personnel Committee at National, we've asked the ED for the job descriptions for general manager and for PD. And yes, our thought is to track the GM's job description in getting his assessment and ourselves assessing, how he is dealing with the job. So I will forward the current status of the job description. We will schedule an executive session meeting with Sandy. We will ask him to come prepared with his own kind of evaluation of how he's meeting that job description, understanding that we don't have a PD, we don't have a business manager. A lot of the resources that have been available to GMs in the past and are more available at other stations, we don't have. Are we ready to move on to, shall we schedule the next meeting for Monday, July 8th? I skipped the week of July 4th. Is there any objection to our holding the next meeting Monday, July 8th? Start time, 6 o'clock central time by Zoom in executive session, the entire meeting. Is there any objection to that?
Yeah, I agree. Executive session, right? We need to put it there.
You got it. Absolutely. The whole meeting. And we will nail down the most current NDAs for everybody in advance of that. Stuart, you have your hand up.
I was going to ask about NDAs.
You keep doing that.
if we're going to do it, they need to be signed and in place, and it'd be great to be able to review them in advance before being expected to sign them. Thank you.
What I will just do is to make sure at PNB that we have the most up-to-date version because they have changed over time.
Yeah.
Okay, Stuart,
yeah.
Does that answer your question?
Yes, thank you.
You bet. Jane and then Cheryl.
I was just going to whine a little bit. I feel like I do NDA about at least once a year, twice a year. I guess there's nothing we can do about it, right? Just pat me on the head and tell not to worry.
Point of information.
Pat you on the head and tell you not to worry. Record keeping for us is a big challenge. Let me say that. So in order to confirm that we've got them, I prefer to get them each year.
Point of information.
Who was that who asked? Is that Robert?
No, it's Mac.
Oh, I'm sorry, Mac. I didn't see you light up. Mac.
Am I hallucinating? Is it the lysergic acid, or did we not distribute the PNB NDAs at the first meeting of the newest of the current LSB? And I recall as chair, I asked everyone to sign them and forward them to the secretary so that he could, A, keep a record of who had and who had not provided them, and B, forward them on to the executive director.
Okay, so, yes, Mac, you're on LSD. I'm kidding you. No, you did that. And we need to confirm with our local secretary and with the ED to make sure what NDAs are on file. Okay.
May I suggest this?
Mm-hmm.
If anyone has not done so, then please contact me, the chair, contact Richard, contact the secretary, Rob Lee. But if you want to participate in these executive sessions, then complete the NDA and send it to the secretary. The burden is on you. I mean, this isn't kindergarten. Nobody needs to chase you around and collect your homework. The burden's on you. If you know if you've done it, so do it or don't.
What I would appreciate, frankly, because sometimes things get lost in the shuffle, would be if the secretary would be able to give us a list of the NDAs he has on file so everybody can confirm. Cheryl, then Adriana, then Stuart.
Thank you. So when you guys circulated the latest NDA, before you said at a later time to get it to Rob, I took it to Sandy. So FYI, mine's in Sandy's locked office somewhere. But the reason I raised my hand is because I don't think anyone actually read that NDA because it's fairly nonsensical. At the very end, it almost looks as if it's asking for a notary, except it doesn't. There's a witness signature line. It just doesn't quite make sense. And I'm wondering, should we ever actually have cause to need to have a signed NDA? It seems like it would need to be more formidable than what we have. And I'm wondering if perhaps not the latest version was erroneously given to us.
I didn't say the latest version was great, but it doesn't need a witness. It needs your agreement.
As I said, I did certainly sign it, but there is a line for signature and a line for witness, which is why when I was a brand new vice chair, I took it up to Sandy to ask him to sign it to be a witness because I was going to be up there for something else anyway.
To be legally binding, it does not need a witness. It just needs you to agree. And I don't mean you. I mean the signator.
And Cheryl, you point out one of the challenges that we deal with. This was drafted by the general counsel some while ago, and it's got its wrinkles, shall we say. Okay, Cheryl, you still have your hand up?
Well, yeah, I just still think that it would behoove us to make a form that a lawyer doesn't have to say what the irrelevant witness line is for. I appreciate the opinion on that, but I just think that our non-disclosure needs to be a little less confusing. FYI.
I'll get to work with the general counsel on it. Let me just tell you, Cheryl, dealing with legal matters at the national level is a big pain in the butt. So
gotcha.
That's a technical term, but it's often used at Pacifica. It comes in very handy. Stuart, then Tori, then Teresa.
Yeah, I can't speak to what happened before I joined the board in December, but I brought this up at least three or four times in LSB and committee meetings. I've consistently asked for these things. I've never seen one. I know it's not perfect. I know it's pending revision, but I don't need to be babysat, but somebody should send it to me. I'll sign the one that's not adequate, but I haven't seen any. And I'm sorry to keep bringing it up, but there's no point in being on the committee or the board if these executive sessions, it's like, yeah, you can attend, but you have to sign an NDA, but we've never sent you one. Anyway, I'm sorry. I just, if there's one, send it to me. Thank you.
I don't know exactly who should have sent it to you. I will try to make that happen. My apologies. Okay. Tori, then Teresa, then Adriana.
Well, you know, there's a lot of LSD under the bridge. So I don't remember if I signed that, NDE or not. And, it should be systematized anyway. You know, there's no reason for people to remember some, little detail like that because, you know, we just need to trust that everybody has done it. So it needs to, you know, be, categorized or cataloged by a secretary somewhere.
We work on volunteers. It is not good. There are real problems. I'd like to have a DocuSign capability. So anyway, Teresa, then Adriana, and then we should be coming down the home stretch of this meeting. Teresa.
We're off topic, this whole thing about NDA. That needs to be done. I have sent an email to the secretary asking him for the list. I was totally unaware that Stuart had not even received one. So I will try to follow up to see which ones Robert has. So thank you very much. Robert has.
Okay.
Adriana. Yes, I believe that when we start doing this, the first thing that we did was said that we will send it to the executive director to have it, because really the only entity that is the national office. I believe that we talked something like that, but like you said, we'll be better if you send something to everybody. I know that I signed a million of them in the PMB, the LSB, 12. The members have the right to see it before signing it. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, Teresa, we are past time. Did you just move to adjourn?
Yes.
Great. Is there any objection? Hearing none, we're adjourned. Thank you all for hard work.